I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Nicole Phelps. She's director of the new play In the Time of the Butterflies. It's a play by Caridad Switch, which opens on the 8th of March and runs for several weekends. It's a production of Teatro Paraguas. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte.
And we're also joined by actors Cristina Vigil and Roxanne Tapia. And it's great to have you all here. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a play about a terrible time in the history of the Dominican Republic, and it's about these sisters called the Mirabal Sisters. Now, this is based on a true story. Who were these sisters?
So the Mirabal Sisters were part of a family. They were well-educated, upper-middle-class women. And Trujillo, Rafael Trujillo, was dictator from 1930 to 1961. So pretty much the entire lives of the sisters. And the sisters began to fight against Rafael Trujillo in an underground revolution that was happening because people were just sick and tired of the treatment. People were being arrested every day for reasons that just weren't important, thing, you know, offending the dictator.
And so this was made into not only a play, but a novel by Julia Alvarez. Mm.
Exactly, yes. And Caridad wrote the play based on the novel by Julia Alvarez, yes.
So let's talk a little bit about how the play is structured. It goes kind of in, it moves around in time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Caridad writes in a way that she plays with reality. She doesn't go, it's not a kitchen sink play. Time and places are bent for her, so it can really kind of go in and out and morph. So it's Dede, who is the sister who did survive, who was not assassinated. She's kind of having it's like a memory play. She's imagining all of these times through an interview that she's having with a writer who was born in the United States, but who comes from Dominican parents who fled the country.
Right, okay. Now, let's talk about the characters of the sisters. Roxanne and Cristina, you play two of these three sisters. Tell us a little bit about their characters.
Well, I play Maria Teresa, who is the youngest. She's the baby of the group, and she's kind of the comedic relief of the four.
Right.
She's very into fashion and celebrities and all the glamour, and you know, all of the sisters are into this very serious political thing. She's talking about, you know, Zsa Zsa Gabor and silly things like that. And she eventually does join the movement, but she's the epitome of girliness.
Right. And yeah. I think that's one of the things that makes this play so charming is that it's not just a kind of hit you over the head with the evil of the dictatorship mm-hmm. thing. It's real people, real sisters, families, loves, arguments within the family, that kind of thing.
That was actually what was both challenging and very interesting about the dialogue is she writes it in a very familiar way, in a very family way, like where you don't let your siblings like finish their sentences or you don't wait for them to stop talking, you talk over them. Like, and she has a very nice way of writing the dialogue that way.
Very interesting. Now tell us about your character, Roxanne.
So my character is Dede in the past. So I'm actually the fourth sister. The one that doesn't die in the accident, or...
Yes, the part which we're not going to talk about yet.
It's not assassinated, let's say. So, my character is more concerned with family and her husband and her children than sort of getting involved in the movement until it's kind of thrust upon her by what happens to her sisters.
Right, exactly. Now, I think one of the things that's so interesting about this play for an audience member is it kind of makes you go through the thought experiment of what you would do under those circumstances. What would you do under a military dictatorship where you either join to try to blend, you know, join the bad guy, or you resist because that's the right thing to do, or you just pretend nothing's happening and put your head in the sand. And and all of those positions are represented
yes,
in this play.
Exactly.
Did you come up with the idea of doing this play to coincide with International Women's Day?
No, that was not the plan originally. We were actually looking to do this in the fall of 2012, but because of circumstances and dates and things kind of kept being pushed forward. And then when we finally did decide on the dates, it was one of those happy accidents that occurred that was like, oh, good, this is perfect for, it was perfect timing.
And especially since we've been dealing with so much of this question of violence against women in the world, mm-hmm. whether it be in the Congo or in India or here, or women being raped in the military. I mean, it's
yes.
it's everywhere, and everywhere it's a tool of either direct war or kind of war on women.
Exactly. And I think that one of the things that attracted me when I read this play and really started learning about who these women were was the fact that they each sort of found their power, especially in the play. They're discovering their power, and in a place and time where it could have been very easy to just sit back and say, I can't do anything, I'm powerless. These women rose up and said, no, we're going to change no matter what the price.
And so in real life, the fourth sister, played by Roxanne, was the memory of not only this family, but really of a whole period in history.
Exactly. And she's the storyteller for generations and generations. Thousands of people come every year to the Mirabal Museum, learning and relearning, educating themselves about what happened, and hopefully never letting anything like this happen again.
So we're talking about the play In the Time of the Butterflies, and it opens this Friday, the 8th of March. Now, tell us a little bit about all of your involvement in Teatro Paraguas, because we've been covering them on this show for many years, and it's a very interesting company.
I've been involved with Teatro Paraguas since I was real young. I think the first play I did maybe was when I was 16, maybe? And it was like a little scary stories for Halloween or something like that. And it was all in Spanish, and Spanish is not my first language. and since then, you know, every time some other production comes up, Argos lets me know, he emails me, and they're just a great, great company. Argos always takes care of his actors and his crew, and they're a pleasure to work with, always.
And they always do plays and readings that are either Spanish or Latin American mm-hmm. or Hispanic themes of various kinds.
Yes.
Sometimes bilingual, mostly in English though, isn't it?
It's true, yes. Most of the shows are in English with mm-hmm. with a little bit of Spanish sometimes.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved? Are you also, Nicole, an actor?
I am an actor. I moved here in 2010 and I just started kind of getting involved with various theater projects around town, and I met Argos. I've done several Robert Benjamin's shows. We did a few readings there. And again, I just was really attracted to Teatro Paraguas because it's so community-based. They really believe in letting people express themselves and spread their wings in a way that is so liberating and freeing as an actor, as a director. It's been really exciting to be part of this theater group.
And Roxanne?
I auditioned for the Teatro Paraguas. They had an open call for auditions, and I came down to see what it was about. And that's when I met Argos and found out that he was at the College of Santa Fe, where I went to school and studied theater and stuff. We weren't there at the same time, but he is there now. And I got involved just doing various things like working, selling tickets when they do shows and handing out programs, you know, house management kind of things. And I signed on to direct a show, but then it kind of fell through. We didn't get enough cast members. So that was my first experience with him. And he was just real supportive and, you know, kept coming back with other opportunities. And this was one of them. And it's been great working with Nicole and working with Teatro. I'm really looking forward to doing more in the future.
I guess that must be hard in a town this small, is getting the right cast for mm-hmm. any given play that you want.
Definitely.
Especially with all of the theaters doing something all at the same time. So
yeah.
your acting pool is very small.
Right. Now, are you getting, or do you think you'll be getting students from the New Mexico School for the Arts and some of those programs? Are they going to graduate or even during their school years come into the...
We've had a couple who started in teatro. There were three students that I started working with who now go to NMSA and are graduating this year. But so, yeah, they got their start at teatro, and now they're at NMSA.
It'll be so, I mean, the whole NMSA, not to get on a whole new subject, but it'll be interesting to see what happens if people stay in New Mexico and mm-hmm. graduate from there.
Yeah.
We also have students from the high school running, like, the sound and light boards for
us. Yes.
So we really get the community involved in the theater.
So the play is called In the Time of the Butterflies. It's a new play by Caridad Switch, and it opens this Friday, the 8th of March, and it runs through the 24th of March, so it's Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 in the evening and Sundays at 2 in the afternoon. And it's at the Teatro Paraguas Studio and Theater, which is at 3205 Calle Marie here in Santa Fe, and that is kind of on that road up behind Home Depot. And I want to thank you all very much for being here. Nicole Phelps, director, Cristina Vigil, actor, and Roxanne Tapia in The Time of the Butterflies. Thanks for being on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org, and we're on Twitter at RadioCafeMC. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Mataron al chivo en la carretera. Mataron al chivo en la carretera. Déjenmelo ver, déjenmelo ver, déjenmelo ver. Mataron al chivo y no me lo dejaron ver. El pueblo celebra con mucho entusiasmo la fiesta del chivo. El 30 de mayo vamos a reír, vamos a bailar, vamos a gozar. El 30 de mayo.